League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. You know what that music means. We had to move it up because Justin is in a huge, he's almost a professional golfer, and he is in a huge, huge tournament this week to decide the championship in the state of Iowa.
I didn't feel like this is when we do this.
No, we don't. We had to move it up because Justin's about to tee off in I think that's the Iowa State Championship.
Oh, wow.
He's from the big city of Ottumwa, Iowa, and he's representing. So
you can't beat him right now.
And look it, he's going to do this right before he tees off in one of the biggest tournaments of the year, and maybe the biggest tournament
of
the year.
So if you had a chance. Now, last week the guy said that he was going to the Astros. He already had his stuff picked out and everything. Did that guy win?
That guy lost. Mm. That guy guaranteed he was going to beat Justin, and Justin is. Well, of course, what did you win? Two games last week, and you won?
I won three. Come on now.
Oh, you won three. Okay.
I told him that, and he still didn't believe it.
It just seemed like two to me. It just seemed like two, that's all. So, Justin, this week, so the Astros, unless you're giving away playoff tickets, okay, what can we possibly play for this week?
Well, you know what? I think I'm going to switch sports, and we're going to go. I tried to give Astros tickets away for 3 weeks. Nobody could get them. But I think we're going to move to the Rockets in the very first preseason game on 10-15. I'm going to give away my front row seats.
Ooh, front row at the Rockets game. First preseason game. How's that? All right. That sounds like fun. Those are good seats. They're right behind the basket. They're great.
Yep.
Sat there a few times. Those are some fun tickets. So that's what you're playing for the first preseason game. This is going to be an exciting Rocket season. It really, really is. So we got who's our contestant today, Del?
Peter.
Peter is our contestant. Welcome to the show, Peter. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? I'm good. I'm great.
Doing great. What do you do for a living, Peter?
I am a home inspector.
A home inspector. Oh, wow. Do you do appraisals or?
Oh, he decides what the issues are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you inspect to see. Oh, you got. Yeah, you got to do
all
this.
This issue before a house gets sold, right?
Yeah.
All right,
Peter, if you win, because we're going to be selling our house, I'm going to give you a call, and I'm going to need you to ease up on me. Okay, so.
Hey, this is my first time, so I'm banking on beginner's luck.
Okay. All right. Well, don't worry. You're playing Justin. He won two games or something last week.
He's on a little bit of a heater right now.
He is on a heater right now. But how could he concentrate on this when he's in the biggest tournament of the year in Iowa? Though, I don't know. So we'll see. This is when, you know, the getting is good. Justin, back here, we were at, on Monday night, we saw a great concert. It was a lot of fun at Warehouse Live. What's going on coming up here?
You know what? I was in such a rush, I forgot to print out the schedule. I don't even have it with me.
Oh, okay.
Just come.
Just go to warehouselive.com, warehouselive.com, and see the schedule. He's got all kinds of great shows. We saw a fun one on Monday night, and it's just a great place, a great venue to go watch your shows. All right, so here we go, Peter. You know the premise. This is your first time. You pick five games. Justin picked five games. You've got to beat the Warehouse Live guy. You can't tie him. You got to beat him. So, Justin, as always, you get to pick first. What you got?
Got a bunch of favorites again this week, unfortunately, but going to catch me one time. But let's take the Lions.
The Lions. Detroit Lions, at this point, in this juncture of our lives, the Detroit Football Lions are a football team that right now are 3.5-point favorites over the Seattle Seahawks. 3.5. 3.5. That's a big number to be putting on a Monday
at
night
home?
Game.
Oh, it's Monday night at home.
Yeah, Monday night at home. Peter?
I'm going to go with the New York Jets over Denver.
The New York Jets at this time are 8-point favorites. Yeah. 8-point favorites against the Denver Broncos. That number's going up, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
from 7.5, yeah.
And you're not the first one I've seen that likes the Jets in this one. Justin?
Let's go with the Baltimore Ravens.
The Ravens, that's a good football game now. Ravens -2.5 against the Buffalo Bills. Do you think that the Bills are going to cool down and the Ravens, who need another win badly, 2.5-point favorites? Peter?
I'm going Pittsburgh over Indy.
Pittsburgh? The Pittsburgh Steelers are on a heater.
Looking to keep it 4-0 against the spread.
Against the spread. They're -1 at Indianapolis. Justin?
Let's take the Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City. The football Chiefs. Kansas City -7.5 at the Chargers. -7.5 at the Chargers. Peter?
I'm going Cincy over Carolina.
Cincinnati.
The fade Carolina and the Red Rocket.
-4.5.
That's
at
what people are calling the Red Rocket. Rocket.
There's not the Red Rocket.
Oh,
that's
yeah, Red
different.
Rifle.
That's a
yeah.
dog.
Said 4.5.
Red Rifle, yeah.
4.5. 4.5. Cincinnati's 4.5-point favorite. Justin?
Let's go with the Atlanta Falcons.
The Atlanta Falcons are -2. -2 at home against the New Orleans Saints. Ooh, you don't have any faith in Derek Carr. Okay. Okay. Beating up on Whitey. Peter? What you got?
I got Houston.
Houston? The Houston Texans are -6 against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
We're laying numbers this week,
yeah,
boys.
You're smart. You are smart. Yeah, I know.
We're laying numbers.
We are. We got no faith in the dogs this week.
No.
None. Is that 5? Is that 4? Okay, 4. One more, Justin.
One more favorite. Let's take the Chicago Bears.
Bears are -3 at home against the Rams.
I like the Bears this week.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought the Bears played much better in the second half. I thought Caleb Williams played well. I think this is going to be a good game for them.
We'll see.
How long can you keep winning without your wide receivers?
Yeah, right. But I mean, except he has been. Peter, your last one.
Arizona.
He's got the Arizona Football Cardinals -3.5 against the Washington Commanders. -3.5 Arizona Cardinals. Not one double banger.
Sometimes we don't get what we want.
Sometimes
John.
We don't get double bang. That's all.
Well, no, that's not
no
what I was saying.
No dog.
No dog. No, not a dog in the house.
No, all favorites. So let's go through this. Justin has the Lions -3.5, the Ravens -2.5, KC -7.5, Atlanta -2, and the Bears -3. Peter with the Jets -8, Pittsburgh -1, Cincinnati -4.5, our Houston Texans at -6, and Arizona at -3.5. That sounds right. Seems like we're good to go.
All favorites. A couple of squares we got here. A couple
nerds.
Of squares. Nerds.
All right, let's see how it goes.
Peter, best of luck, man. Continue and try not to make everyone's life miserable that's trying to sell their house, okay?
I'll try not to. You guys take care. Have a great day.
All right, Peter. Thank you for playing our game. Thanks for listening to the show. And Justin, once again, warehouselive.com, warehouselive.com. Do you how you feeling this morning? You going to win this tournament?
Well, I'm hungover and drunk, so
wait, both?
nothing can go wrong today, I don't think.
Already, we've already cracked those Coors Lights. I love it.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Oh, I know. And Justin ain't lying about that. Trust me. Trust me on this one. I've played in morning tournaments with him. He ain't lying. He's already cracked them. Let's go. Go kick some ass. All right. There's Justin, warehouselive.com, warehouselive.com. All favorites. You guys agree? You like the favorites this week?
I like some of the favorites, yeah.
Well, the
Bears
books have been making
one.
A killing on
like,
the dogs so far
I don't
far
like
this
the
year.
Steelers. I like the Colts. And I really don't like them for anything football related because because the quarterback's not playing well. It's just one of those things where teams have a hard time starting a season 4-0.
And 0-4. They got one win.
But, yeah. So it just feels like one of those games where sometimes you just play situations, and that's all that is. It's not that I like the Colts here. I just think that.
And the Steelers don't feel like a 4-0 team.
I think they played pretty well.
They played well defensively. But
that's who they are, though. See, the problem is the situation tells you play the Colts plus the 1.5 at home or whatever it is. The problem is, just with Richardson, and Richardson doesn't run enough.
Against that defense?
The run defense, yeah.
I don't care about the situation.
I know. You got to worry. Now, they played much, much better defensively last week, but now you're getting a running quarterback, too. And those guys are harder to game plan for because you don't know, you know, you can play direct run snaps to them with lead blockers. You can, sometimes you deal with them scrambling like it's, I don't hate the, I'll just put it this way. Pittsburgh feels like the right side. I just feel like things may settle in a little bit, and the Steelers may lose this game.
All right.
We'll see. By the way, so there's a streamer.
I kinda like the Steelers.
Yeah, no, everything says Steelers.
Yeah.
Everything says Steelers. But see, I think the Bears are going to win. The Bengals, they get off to slow starts, but they're laying a reasonable number against Carolina. And four and a half. That's not too crazy for a must win, but they always get off the slow starts. Are they going to get started now that it's week four?
Well, and are the Panthers really a different team with Andy Dalton, or is that just
the Raiders? Yeah. I don't know. Those are things to contemplate. You and I can go over the games a little later. I do want to ask though, now that you're in California, there's a streamer named Aiden Ross who he's having some beef with Kendrick Lamar, guys who claim to be Kendrick Lamar associates who are now saying that he is not. Well, I want to get the quote right because I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get the quote wrong here.
Don't know any of these people.
They said that he is going to be beaten and slapped if he steps foot in California. He's not. California is a no-fly zone because he's known to be an associate of Drake, and so I think he's Canadian. And so, and then he's come out and said, I will have my security guard beat your ass if you do anything. Mm. And they came back and said, security guards get popped every day.
Mm.
And so I want to know, you as somebody who is an LA guy, like, is he allowed, like, where do you stand on this? Is this streamer, is he allowed into California?
Listen, in California, we let everybody into the state.
Okay.
And everyone, if you're a citizen, not a citizen.
But everyone also leaves.
Well, yeah. Passing through.
Actually, we let everyone into the state.
We do. Well, we stopped it. We don't even let New Mexicans in.
Okay. I know. We let Californians in.
We put up a barbed wire fence to keep us from New Mexico.
How do you get back in here?
Did
you have your papers?
Yeah, I have my papers. I always carry my papers. Okay. You're damn right I got my papers. You got your papers?
I guess I don't. I didn't know I had to have papers.
Yeah, right. Show me the papers.
Everywhere you have to have papers, it's usually not an ideal situation.
No, if you have to show your papers.
If you have to show your papers, it's usually not a great situation.
Oh, typically. People are anti-Peter now because no double bangers. Okay, Justin is just as responsible, okay?
Yeah, he could have double banged that guy.
He could have double banged Peter.
Well, he could have picked a game that would have caused a double banger. Right. Justin could have done that himself.
Right.
He could have initiated a double banger. Yes.
All right. Let's go over some college stuff on the other side right here because there's some interesting stuff going on. Right now, though, we're talking about HR&P. We talk about HR&P all the time. You want to get Laura Beavers in here for the final segment to do News of the Weird?
Yeah, I got to leave early because I got a flight to catch, but I think Laura Beavers, I want to just see
how
about that life you are with Laura Beavers sitting right here.
Oh, don't worry. You think I'm scared of Laura Beavers?
I don't think you're scared. I don't know if she's willing to do it.
Do we want to subject Laura Beavers to that?
Would you have done it with David Gal?
Yes. Hell yes. Oh, yeah. And see, I like to see him turn red. Yeah, I'd like that. Well, here's the thing is, with Laura, Laura's our HR and payroll person. You know, she's the only person in there. So we have one person. And she's our CFO. So she takes care of all our business, everything business-wise. Laura Beavers takes care of that. But you know who takes care of our payroll and our HR? It's HR&P, right? But she's the go-between. But you can call up here and ask her about what it's like to work with HR&P. And I'm telling you, She loves it. And so do all of our, we got so many people that have come in here and done commercials talking about their experience with HRMP. I mean, they love it. It makes their lives so much easier. If you're doing your payroll, if your business is growing and you've got, I don't know, 20, 30, 40, 80, 200 employees, and you're doing your own payroll, it just doesn't make any sense. Look, you're looking for the best way to get that payroll, that HR, do your taxes, everything. There's one way to go. Our peeps, we love them. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
I'm going at it with JJ. JJ is a longtime listener. He gets so pissed at me. He is such a horn. Oh, my God.
I didn't know you had this. I didn't.
No, JJ is forever. If you say anything about Texas, you said something bad about my team. That made my pee-pee hurt. I mean, he is such a whiner. If you don't bow to Texas about everything, he went after that pompous ass take from Frankie. The announcer before the Texas game says the most raucous fan base in college football. If there's one thing Texas isn't, and Texas is great, one of the best teams in the country. If there's one thing Texas isn't, it's a raucous fan base.
Not relative to a lot of the top teams.
Not relative to
Ohio State.
LSU, Alabama, Georgia.
Right.
All of them. I mean,
they're willing to kill.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's a different deal.
They're willing to live and die for their team.
But he's like, well, what's the point? See, the fourth No, you don't mention raucous when you talk about Texas. Maybe mention how good the tea is at the stadium. Okay? Or the salads. That's what you mentioned when you're talking about UT in the stadium.
They have a good kale salad there?
A great kale salad with some shrimp.
I love that.
Yes. Yes. That's what you... And all of the different imported beers that you can get there. Mm. I mean, and I'm serious about that. Okay? We were up... I went to the... They played Rice. And I'm like, okay, get a beer. And it was all of these foofy IPAs up there. And I was like, oh, can't I just get a Coors Light?
What? That's all you ever want.
Like, that's right. I want a regular beer, like a regular person.
Some people actually want choices.
Well, yeah, but I don't have.
I don't think you're necessarily.
Listen,
he's making a
choice. Listen, these nuns in this monastery in Austria made this beer out of bicycle tires. What an IPA it is. Oh, stop! Stop already.
You're acting like it's white tablecloth $500 a meal tasting beer. It's just different ingredients, different ways of making stuff, different hops. I mean,
well, whatever.
You know, there's
just give
different.
Me a Coors Light.
Well, you can only
it's
have
made
one
out of
hamburger.
That Colorado water.
I only
it's
want
the best.
I only want one hamburger. That's it. No one else can make a hamburger. Or it's monastery hamburgers.
Right. That's it. No.
Hey,
no.
This is, and on a serious note, this is actually. Let me get through this before you guys jump in, because this is pretty.
Uh oh!
What's happened now?
What happened between Kendrick Lamar and
No. It involves a death.
Oh no!
So maybe no jokes. This is actually not funny.
It's not funny.
No, I'm going to read the tweet. I'm heartbroken. I'm literally lost for words, knowing that this woman meant to me in such a pivotal point of what she meant to me in such a pivotal point of my life. She was the only person that believed in me, the one that trusted me. Many don't even know what it's like to be a black woman in sports when nobody believes in you. You had a tough job, all the crazy circumstances we went through this year, and when your back was against the wall, you always believed. I came to Chicago because of you. You were an unsung hero in my life. We built a relationship in a short amount of time that will last forever. I'll never question God when he brings people in my life and takes them away from me in the capacity that I need them. But I've always believed everyone is in your life for a reason and a season. You were the best reason and season. You didn't deserve this, but I can't thank you enough. I love you, Teaspoon. Teresa Weatherspoon passed away yesterday.
No, she didn't.
Well, that was I was reading Angel Reese and her coach Teresa Weatherspoon passed.
She didn't pass
peacefully.
Away.
She got fired.
She
got fired.
Wait, Angel Reese said Teresa Witherspoon's the reason she came to Chicago. You didn't have a choice.
You
were
drafted.
Got drafted. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, maybe she picked her.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe I was reading this. Her. I'm pretty sure she died.
No, she's alive. She simply lost her job.
I never questioned God why he brings people in my life and then takes them away from me.
You know,
that's dot. She died.
No.
Show
them
a little respect.
She did not die.
Can you Google it and make sure she didn't die?
It's a headline on ESPN. She didn't die.
Hold on. You were the best reason in season. I'm literally lost for words knowing what this woman meant to me in such a pivotal point.
Can we point out that
I'm pretty sure she died. I just read this and she's dead.
The Sky had made the playoffs 5 years in a row. Teresa Witherspoon comes in.
With Angel Reese and Amorosa.
And they don't make the playoffs.
And they don't make the playoffs.
Two first round picks.
So and there's only like two teams that don't make the playoffs, right?
No, there's
maybe it's like four.
Maybe. Okay.
So hold on.
Okay.
Sorry. So I want to make sure I get this right. I didn't want to put bad information out there. You're sure she's not? So she's not dead?
She's not dead. She simply lost her job, which is not a great feeling. But Weatherspoon was fired after one season.
One season is all she got?
Well, she was 13-27.
Yeah.
She says, why God brings people in my life and then takes them away. That means God took Teresa Weatherspoon away.
From her as a coach.
Are you sure she's alive?
I mean, I'm looking.
Because I read this whole thing and it sounds like she's dead as a doorknob.
I'm looking at
headline. She just lost her job.
Passing away. She lost
and
her job.
And the only reason Angel went there is because of Teresa Weatherspoon.
She was drafted by them, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A first-round pick was drafted.
Well, my apologies, guys. I thought Teresa Weatherspoon passed after reading that.
Well, you've been God again.
Yeah, I assumed in reading this that she was dead, and so did others in the comment section. They said, "Damn, why you always this now."
Can't read what's going on.
Read what's going on here. I mean, you know what? I honestly
read some of the comments.
You acting like she dead. Why would you write this like an obituary? This is the most insane tweet I've ever read. This is some BS. She deserved another year. The way she loved on y'all as a fan, you could see it. Shaking my head. This ain't right.
I'm heartbroken.
I know how much she meant to you, Chen, and she deserved more time. Not many people can deal with this. More time on the earth or just as a coach?
Didn't you come to Chicago because you were drafted by them?
Some other people. Yeah, are you reading this?
Yes,
other people. Several people said that. Some people said race because she said a black woman. You shouldn't bring. I mean, she can say that if she wants. You don't have to. The Caitlin Clark people are really insufferable. It's to the point now where, let's see what the TV ratings are now that Caitlin Clark's out of the playoffs. Why? Who cares?
What were the TV
like? Legitimately, who cares? Unless you work for whoever hosts the TV. What difference does the TV ratings make to you? Are you still trying to fight a fight that Caitlin Clark's an important person to WNBA? I think we know that. I think we're all in on that. I think everyone knows it's been well captured.
I don't get
the
argument.
TV ratings.
Were they suggesting that the league should have?
I guess
tanked so she could keep winning.
Now let's see what the ratings
Wait
do.
A minute.
Like, what are you? Who are you fighting right now?
This wasn't an invite. She earned her way into the playoffs along with her team, and they lost. It's not the Olympics.
The officiating.
It's not the same thing.
Wait until you see the amount of stuff about the officiating.
Now let's see what happens when a team lost a fair and square game. Let's see the ratings now. What?
I know. Who can't? Like, you don't work for a TV. Wendy Granato can care about TV ratings. You can't random Caitlin Clark person. We already know the TV ratings are great for Caitlin's. We've already discovered it. Now I can't wait to see the ratings. They're over here hitting refresh like this.
Yeah, when LeBron gets knocked out of the playoffs.
Give me the ratings. Please show me the TV ratings. Refresh. F5. What are the ratings? Low ratings. You won.
What battle are you fighting?
You won. You beat the Angel Reese fans?
I don't know
who you're fighting in this Twitter war that you have. Caitlin Clark losers.
You're not a TV
executive. I love watching Caitlin Clark. I think she's awesome. Unfortunately, she's getting caught up in your dumbness, in the racist stuff, and some of the comments. And if you think it's not actually happening, and look, Caitlin Clark, people treated her bad at the beginning. Yes, officials have let too much go. Yeah, I don't like the way that some of the girls treat her. But that's just grown up. Like, it'll handle itself. It'll take care of itself. That's the way it goes. She doesn't need you putting a cape on for her. She's going to be fine. And yet people have to, like, Caitlin Clark is part of their new culture war. So you get the culture warriors have to load up. Like, I'm all for there's certain elements. Like, I love watching her play. I thought the game the other day was actually way better than I was. I haven't watched a lot in WNBA. But I watched, I was like, you know what? I want to see Caitlin Clark versus the Suns or whatever.
It's singular.
And then I came away like, ooh, Mabry can ball. Like, I didn't know that girl, Marina Mabry. I was like, wow, she can play. Bonner can play for the other team. Leah Boston's better than I thought. And I actually came away, you know, and then I said to myself, why are you watching this much WNBA? I said that, and I'm like, just stay with it. You like it. Like, some of the play was good. And then the other game came on, and I'm still having on. It's Diana Taurasi, and it's. But the play wasn't bad at all. There was some really good basketball in there, and I was watching that. And then there was a late cover, which was interesting for some people, apparently. But anyway, the only way I knew is the announcer made a big deal about it. But it is unfortunate that Caitlin Clark, who's trying to play, and Caitlin Clark got into it with a fan on the sideline. She got into
then
it with
she
Bonner.
Got to a player.
She's salty. Yep. She has, and by the way, she has bad body language. When things aren't going her way, she does have bad body language.
Well,
she really does.
She also, it looked like she was, whatever that person said to her, that player said to her from the other team, I don't know who it was.
I think it was about, it was probably something about going after, because she had just talked to the guy.
Caitlin Clark just walked away and said,
I'm not going to hear
it. I ain't doing this.
I'm not listening to you.
No, I ain't listening to your stuff.
That's okay. Yeah. I don't think anything about it when guys do it.
Yeah.
But what I don't like is when Caitlin Clark's doing this, when she's not, like, when she wants the ball and they don't get it to her, and she's like okay. I wouldn't like that if Jalen did it. I didn't like it when KPJ does it.
KPJ.
I know.
And because, you're not a very good character. I know. You don't know character when
know.
You see it.
But so I don't think. But Caitlin is going to be an incredible player, and the league's going to be better for it. But her fans really have to stop. Like, take your culture war somewhere else. Just watch her play. You don't have to fight with every.
I don't know.
Everybody,
we have to fight with.
I know you don't. But it's making Caitlin. You don't understand.
No,
Caitlin Clark has to wear you.
What the internet do?
Yeah. No, but. Okay, you say you love Caitlin Clark. Do you know that she doesn't want you doing any of that stuff, that you make her life harder? I don't know if those – and I'm only talking about the people who do that.
I don't know. She's secretly going, ha,
ha, ha. Well, is that what you think?
Yes.
What's she secretly doing? Muttley? Stop that pigeon!
Time to talk about Chastain Ford. You think we didn't buy a Chastain Ford this week? Yes, we did. Okay, my fourth. Fourth time. I ain't doing it just because I speak for them. I'm doing it because that's where I believe. I believe in it. I mean, I've spoken for other dealerships before, and I bought cars elsewhere. I mean, I believe in Chastain Ford. I believe I'm getting the best deal. I believe that they're going to work their hardest for me to get all of the rebates and everything else. I know that. Okay, I'm part of the Chastain family, and you can be part of the Chastain family too. And oh, by the way, you do get rebates when you buy a car, multiple cars from the same house. Now all of a sudden you get, hey, wait, there's a couple thousand more in there for you. And they know that, and they find that for you. $5,000 off all in-stock Broncos right now. $10,000 off Bronco Raptor in stock. $10,000 off Heritage Bronco limited editions. Up to $12,000 off Ford F-150s. Every sale this month, $100 goes to Texas Children's Hospital for cancer research. This is the kind of people that we're dealing with. They're great people. Love them. You'll love them too. You'll love the deal that you get at Chastain Ford. Online, you can do it all online, or you can go to the dealership as well. So here's the deal. You're looking for the best way to get into that Ford car or truck or pre-owned vehicle. We got a pre-owned one. Of course, it was an F-150, but we got a pre-owned one, and it couldn't have been better for us. You're looking for the best way to get that vehicle. Chastang Ford. I love them. You'll love them too. Join the Chastang family on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Malik Willis is like, whatevs, y'all. You bringing in Jordan Love, really? Who leads the league in yards per attempt? And second in total QBR? Me, Biaz. That's what he said. Wow. Malik Willis has played really well.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Well, I mean, he's had a...
Maybe like Jordan Love needs to sit.
Well, I had a long conversation with... not long, but you can hear it on Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. I was on yesterday. And we talked about this. And Malik, and I went through my scouting report. DJ went through his. And basically what we said was he needs to be in an offense where you call runs for him. You run play action. You run layered passing, pro-style passing attack. All this is what Green Bay is. All this is Green Bay. It's like the perfect fit for him. And this is really good for young quarterbacks. The Miami, Houston, Green Bay, San Francisco, it's all the same coaching tree. Rams, but that's not a young coach. I mean, that's not a young quarterback. But this is really good for young quarterbacks. But the other – and so the thing we brought up is that, you know, Malik Willis, like all young quarterbacks, they have different time frames. Right, there's a second act for Baker Mayfield. There's a second act for Geno Smith. There's been a second act maybe for Sam Darnold, who's also in one of those really good offenses to work in as a quarterback. Look at all these quarterbacks with second acts. Is it too, you know, are we riding off too early Malik Willis? As he wouldn't necessarily have a second act, but I don't know if it'd be technically a second act, but Malik Willis maybe Justin Fields is in the middle of it, and he's, instead of being the first round, you know, the 11th pick of the draft who has to carry the Bears, now it's looked at differently. He's not as much pressure on him, not as much pressure on Baker, not as much pressure on Sam Darnold. Malik Willis is a third-round pick, but maybe I think his career is going to be as potentially a good backup, but I'm not going to write him off because maybe he's figuring it out. He didn't read defenses with Hugh Freeze. It's just a lot of predetermined stuff. Tennessee Titans was a bad situation. You know what? He may sit there. I mean, I saw it happen with a quarterback named Aaron Rodgers who got to sit and got better. I saw it happen with Jordan Love who got to sit and get better. Maybe he'll be able to play behind and sit behind because the Packers went and traded for him. And I was like, ooh, you're trading for Malik? That's interesting.
They knew what they're doing.
Maybe they know what they're doing. Yeah. Maybe Malik's still got a little something.
Maybe Dana Brown maybe is Matt, saying, really? Maybe I know what I'm doing.
Maybe Kikuch. Matt Corral is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe Matt Corral's right around the corner waiting to.
Yeah.
Maybe Kyle know. Trask.
Maybe.
Maybe the
you
second.
Don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Trey Lance. Maybe Trey Lance is actually going to be good.
After.
What about Trevor Lawrence when he gets traded? Maybe Trevor Lawrence gets traded and becomes
be better
good.
Too. Maybe it was, okay, and then I saw this week, maybe it was Trevor Lawrence that got Urban Meyer fired and not that Urban Meyer was such a jerk.
At that time, probably not, no. But it is a fun joke to tell.
Well, he's
now.
Getting Doug Peterson fired.
Oh, yeah.
First coach to get fired. Peterson? Well, I guess Mike McCarthy's safer
still.
Now.
Is he? After that 20-15 win where... The first thing they do is go to Micah Parsons. He goes, this still sucks.
Yeah.
I want to win by more than five.
Is that Kaler in trouble?
I don't think so. They don't like paying for your contract
That's
and
true.
A new coach. If anything, Zach Taylor should get an extension.
That's true.
That's how the Bengals operate.
After being a home favorite for 113 consecutive games since the LSU game in 2007, Alabama's an underdog to Georgia, despite Georgia being 1-8 against the spread in its last nine games against the Tide.
What?
1-8 against
Hold
the spread.
Second. I thought Kirby had Saban figured out.
No. He beat him in a title game, but Saban beats Kirby in SEC title games, in playoff games. Kirby has the one win.
1-8. Crazy. Alabama's last regular season game is a dog against anyone but Georgia, Tim Tebow, in Florida in 2009.
That was an SEC title game that Alabama won.
That was a regular season game.
2009, they played each other undefeated in a title game. And then Alabama went on to beat Texas.
This is the last regular season
game. Do they consider
game.
SEC championship games postseason games?
No, that's a postseason game, isn't it?
I don't know how they classify that. But I remember they played each other in an SEC title game that year. Tebow was crying on the sideline because it was his final competitive
Stop
game.
Stop trying to make fun of Tebow.
Yeah, Tebow.
I'm not.
You're a bad
person. It was a Tebow's moment. Tebow's crying on the bench.
He was kneeling and crying on the sideline.
Texas is 4-0 straight up and against the spread for the first time since 2008.
I know a group that does some weekly pick'em contest or whatever, and it's full of Longhorns, and like when they're not picking against the Longhorns, they're fighting the urge to pick against because they just don't believe, like, they're so defeatist, they just think this is the week that Longhorns screw up, and man, they're covering big numbers right now.
Miami has its largest spread against Virginia Tech since 1992. Scary deal. I'm telling you, that's a scary deal. That's going to be a close game.
I'm not scared. It may be close, but I'm not scared because my expectations are not really that high for Miami because of their head coach, so I'm not scared.
Nico wants to get in here and talk about UNLV. What do you say, Nico? Or is it Mito?
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
Oh, it's Nico.
Hold on. Is this Nico who gave John the hat? He's wearing your hat if it is.
What was that?
Is this a Nico from the party?
That is Nico from the party. Y'all enjoying those hats?
John's wearing his hat today.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all are the best.
Get a picture of
it. On the stream
get a picture back. On the stream.
Yeah.
Well, there's all kinds
beautiful,
of them.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to get y'all's opinion on something. I know NIL, great, paying the players, awesome. They deserve it. But it's getting to be that slippery slope with that UNLV QB opting out now, saying, hey, I didn't get paid enough. I'm not going to play. I just wanted to hear what y'all have to think about that.
Well, I think there's two sides to that story. Like, if they had an agreement, now they didn't have one in writing, so doesn't matter. But if there was an agreement made at some point that the player was transferring for a certain, I mean, if they're playing inside the rules of the way that everyone's operating, if they said we're going to give you $100,000 and then, you know, a coach said it and he believed he came there because he believed that was the case and then they didn't pay. I mean, I don't know that he has any. I mean, if he's really upset about it, which I would be upset. Personally, I would be upset if I thought I was going somewhere and this was going to be my salary and then it wasn't. Would you be upset? I would be upset. And I think he's using the leverage. And I don't even know if it's leverage. I think he's like, I'm not going to give you any more games. We've played three. You're 3-0. Congratulations. I'm a running quarterback, so I've gotten beat up a little bit, which I'm sure has been the case. But I do think it's a really slippery slope. On just that individually, I think there's probably more to it. You have to really, you know, I think both sides have different stories there. But in terms of players, they're going to have collective a bargaining agreement. They're going to have ironclad contracts. They just are. You got to spell out what it is, what a player is going to get paid for, and what the term of it's going to be. And teams need to start locking guys into 2-year contracts so they can't just transfer and become free agents every year. Because if the only reason you're doing it, like, it's one thing if your coach left, something like that, you know, mitigating circumstances. But if it's not and you're just using free agency, like, they didn't create transfer portal just so you could be a free agent and try to collect. NIL and transfer portal were not created so that you could use it as a never-ending free agency. NCAA never meant for that to be the case, even though they were stupid for not seeing that was going to happen. But it is a pretty slippery slope, and I think the best way to solve this for all parties involved is to clearly spell out what a player is going to get, put it on contract, put it in writing, have collective bargaining agreement, maybe unionize this whole thing where the players are on one side, they've got representation, and this is how it's going to work. But then universities are also protected where they say, okay, this is going to be a contract, but you have to perform these elements of your NIL, and if you don't, there's clawback where money's taken away because some players don't. And then the other thing is maybe it starts to lock players in on 2-year agreements. If you want to have this, it's a 2-year agreement so that you can't just take off and try to free agent this thing every single year. Because guys like Bear Alexander, who went to 4 high schools and 3 colleges, I mean, that's no good for college. What's he even in college for?
Dell, did NIL just Did it capture the show again?
As soon as
when Nico asked a question, why don't you have an answer?
As soon as Nico asked the question, I started looking at Joe Budden clips. I was
I went to my fantasy football.
Yeah,
y'all hate NIL conversations
NIL
that
talk
much.
Blows.
I don't know what he said. I'm sure it was very great. Great information. Mm. I just didn't hear a word of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got a break.
I'm sure.
Break 8:46. Good.
Sorry, Nico. Thanks for coming to the show. Thanks for the hats.
Thanks for the hat, though.
Yeah, but
no more NIL talk. Boring. Time to talk about Daspit.
Wow.
He's not boring.
No, John Daspit's been involved in the NIL space in the past, and I think currently I see commercials for him. See commercials. He sponsors a lot of high school football stuff as well. He is a man of the people. He's fighting for what it is that, you know, that your the people in your life need, which is help, help with personal injury. If you've been injured on the job, injured in an accident that has badly hurt you in many cases, you've been devastated. Families get devastated, by the way. They have loss of life, and so the bread earner is not there anymore. Who takes care? Who fights for you? You've had people who are injured lose a limb, things that can prevent you from working anymore. Who's there to take care of you? What is that worth to you? I can tell you this. It's you can't even put a price on it for you, but the insurance company is going to, and they're going to put a lower price than what is the true value for you and for your family. So John Daspit's going to step up for you. He's going to fight for you. He's going to get fair settlements for time missed from work, for injuries, for loss of life, for anything like that that takes place. John Daspit is going to fight for you so nothing comes out of your pocket and you're compensated for your pain and suffering. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, we got Willie Fritz joining us at the top of the hour, so let's get a couple of calls in here. Guys want to get in. Larry will be first up here on ESPN 97.5, and then Mark. What's up, Larry?
Yeah, to get a chance, ask five-star about Arkansas and A&M and Colorado and UCF. I was really ready to bet UCF big. They were off last week, and Colorado's coming off that emotional last-second win. But I'm not really comfortable giving two touchdowns. So if you get a chance, ask them about those two games. The main reason I'm calling is about Oakland sports. I'm a native Houstonian, but for some reason I always followed and really loved the Oakland Athletics and the Oakland Raiders, and I feel so bad for the fans in that city, because with the Raiders, not only did the team leave once, they left in the early 80s for L.A., they came back, and then they leave for Las Vegas. And I can understand if an owner says, oh, you know, the attendance is terrible, but fans supported that team. And they just they left anyway twice. And the Athletics, I love the Athletics. They had a bunch of characters on the team. They were on the West Coast, and they didn't get the publicity that the East Coast teams got. But they just won the World Series year after year in the 70s. And I just really love that team. And the last thing I'll say is these owners, it's their team. I know Lance mentioned how fans have an emotional attachment to sports teams. He mentioned that the other day. But Bud Adams, he took the Oilers from Houston. I wrote a letter to the Chronicle when that happened. I said, fans are delusional if they think that this is their team. Arm Odell, ask Cleveland fans if the Browns were their team. No, Arm Odell was he was the Browns owner. Irsay with Baltimore when the Colts left. So fans can say, oh, yeah, this is our team. No, it's the owner's team that happens to be playing in that city.
And the owners requested you pay a premium fee for the right to buy tickets. So you got to get a PSL. And what is the personal seat license for? Helps pay the salaries, the escalating salaries of the player, the escalating profit
of
the
owners. But you know why they're escalating? Why? Because the product is, until you stop watching the product, buying the tickets, watching the games on television, the prices are going to continue to go up.
It's going
and the
up.
Players are going to continue to make more money.
It's well, it's not just that. It's the owners are going to maintain their profit level.
Yeah.
So the players get paid, but the owners making their profit level.
That's right.
So,
and until you stop doing that, because that's what capitalism is.
No,
there's
right.
a demand, and right. you'll pay and can pay and pay until you won't anymore.
But the PSL, let's be honest about that. The personal seat license.
And wait a minute.
That's just a cash grab,
holding
right?
cities hostage for stadium to build you a stadium. It's
all cash grab.
It's all it's, just greed.
Is it greed?
It's greed.
Okay. So as long as we agree, it's greed.
Yeah, it's greed.
It's just it's.
Oh, the NFL's the greediest league.
Capitalism is great, I think, until people abuse it with greed.
Yeah,
and I think on the athlete side, on the owner side, in sports in general, is some of the greediest people you'll ever see.
Yeah,
but I understand. You know, everyone's got their own. You know, the owner wants to maximize their profit. The players want to maximize theirs during their playing time. I get it, but the only people that consistently get effed in the A are the fans. That's it. Your tickets, you will pay for everything. Everything will be passed on to you. I promise you that. The owners are not going to take a hit. The players are not going to take a hit. Their percentages are going to stay the same. You just have to pay it. They're going to pass the costs along to you. So when the costs go up for players with their salaries, the owners are going to maintain their profit margin. And who's going to pay it? Every single time the fans are. And that's acceptable. I think it's going up too fast. Like, there's not an acceptable, people's paychecks aren't going up that fast.
The best thing in the world. We got to
get Mark. Best thing in the world, what though?
It's to own an NFL team because it's just a cash cow.
Yeah.
Mark.
I wish I owned one.
I know. Like, I know. I wish I'd have done it differently. And I wish I'd have done. If I had to do my life differently, I would
not have gotten into radio. I love radio, but I would have
owned an NFL team
for sure.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah. Or an NBA team.
Mark. Quickly, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a quick NFL question, but I want to make a comment to Dell real quick. I went to a concert last weekend, and there was a band playing, and it was that band that he likes, Gavin Dance Dance, and they were absolute cheeks. That lead singer sounds like he was neutered.
They were absolute cheeks.
I will say this lead singer is not the one that I like because he had to leave the band for reasons.
There was a bunch of 14-year-old girls there that looked like they haven't been hugged in a while.
First of all, Mark, you're lying. First of all, I know Mark's lying.
Hold on a second.
Let me tell you. I know Mark's lying because because I've been to the concerts, and that's not a band where 14-year-old girls go watch. I know he's lying about that.
Hugged in a while?
He's lying about that. Unless, what? I don't know. Where did you go, Mark? They were in Houston, and you saw them. Or were you just calling because for a bit?
They were in Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, and it was a bunch of 13-year-old emo girls that hadn't been hugged in a while.
Mark, so I will tell you, Mark,
it got younger. It just got younger.
I know,
somehow.
Mark, I will tell you, I don't know what you saw, but the lead singer, has been out of the band for months. So I don't know who's singing in his place right now. But go ahead.
Well, they need to bring him back because this new guy sounds like he was neutered because he was horrible. I had to go get a. That was a multiple beer break.
Cheeks.
Well, we've heard it.
I couldn't stand it.
All right, we got to go.
We got to go. Thank you.
All right, Mark,
thank
what's
that's
question?
That's good enough. That's a great question. No, let's just
He's got an NFL question.
He just wanted to say cheeks.
My NFL question real quick.
My NFL question is, with Justin Fields winning, if he has a good season, what do you do? You didn't pick up his fifth-year option. Do you re-sign? I mean, Steelers anything.
Harbaugh loves him.
What do you do?
Harbaugh loves him. He says, I want to be Justin Herbert. Have you seen that?
No, but he said Justin Fields.
Oh, Justin Fields. Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought he said Justin Herbert. Oh.
That's a nightmare for Pittsburgh. That is a nightmare. The nightmare of average quarterback, salary-wise.
Yeah, I don't know what to do there.
He's going to end up costing you $35 million a year.
$35 million is a bargain now.
Okay.
That's a poverty quarterback.
Okay.
All right, we got a break. Zadik is what we're talking about now. Willie Fritz on the other side.
Yeah, let's talk about Zadik. I got some new things to tell you about Zadik, as a matter of fact. I've got some new intel, some new information for you. Now, some things are the same. The 28,000-square-foot two-level store located at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. But your holiday proposal starts right now. Let Zadik Jewelers help you design the engagement ring that she won't be able to take her eyes off of. You can start the design process for I Do right now. Holiday proposals, means fall planning. And Zadig Jewelers custom bridal team can't wait to design your dream wedding set with you. Like all good things, it takes time. You go there, you go upstairs, and they start the whole process. It's going to be beautiful. They're going to have everything laid out for you. And the entire it's not just about picking out a ring. There's so much more that goes into it. And Zadig can take it to that special level for you where it will be the most memorable thing of your life. The process of diamond education, deciding on the perfect stone, sourcing it from their worldwide vendors, allowing the master bench jewelers to handcraft it for you, can take up to 8 weeks. So it's the perfect time right now to get started on holiday proposals right now. And that means from start to finish, they help you. It's Zadig Jewelers, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. It is your engagement season. This is where the weather gets good outside. You're outside. You want your pictures taken. You want to post it on your site to show everyone how much you love that special girl. Zadig.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.